Welcome to today's meditation on Jesus' last words. Let's start by taking a few deep breaths. Let your heart and mind settle. Invite the Holy Spirit to join you today in prayer. Let's begin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The fifth word. I thirst. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 19. After this, aware that everything was now finished, in order that the Scripture might be fulfilled, Jesus said,
I thirst.
There was a vessel filled with common wine, so they put a sponge soaked in wine on a sprig of hyssop and put it up to his mouth. Here Jesus fulfills the prophecy from Psalm 22. My mouth is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death. But he also uses his words to call out to each of us today. We'll meditate now on an excerpt of a letter written by St. Teresa of Calcutta. Jesus said, All I ask of you is that you entrust yourself to me completely. I will do the rest. From this moment now, I behold the place my Father has prepared for you in my kingdom. Remember that you are a pilgrim in this life, traveling back home. Sin can never satisfy you or bring the peace you seek. All that you have sought outside of me has only left you more empty. So do not tie yourselves to the things of this world. Above all, do not run from me when you fall. Come to me without delay, because when you give me your sins, you give me the joy of being your Savior. There is nothing I cannot forgive and heal. So come now and unburden your soul. No matter how far you have strayed without a destination, no matter how often you have forgotten me, no matter how many crosses you bear in this life, I want you to always remember one thing that will never change. I thirst for you, just you, as you are. You don't need to change to believe in my love, for it will be your confidence in that love that will make you change. You forget me, and yet I am seeking you every moment of the day, standing before the doors of your heart and calling. Do you find this difficult to believe? If so, look at the cross. Look at my heart that was pierced for you. Have you not understood my cross? Then listen again to the words I spoke there, for they tell you clearly why I endured all this for you. I thirst. Do you believe in Jesus' longing for you? How can you let him into your heart today? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for praying with us. May peace be with you.